Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Iqtas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtasab Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aaye.
Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aaye. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صل علی جم جائے کہہ کے صل علی جم جائے جب حضوری کا لمحہ آتا ہو جب حضوری اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں سارے عالم میں پھرے پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھرے پھر کے یا رب، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، لذتِ قرب پا کر تیری ہم، لذتِ قرب پا کر تیری ہم، لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے، لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, who many buzurgs who have seen Hazrat have mentioned that if you want to see love in its form, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala, then look at Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Rahmatullah Alayh. So your Hazrat is teaching us that what is true Iman. Iman actually is to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extreme love for Allah. As Allah ta'ala has commanded, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And those people who are my true friend, that is those who have brought Iman, they are the friends of Allah. And what is the sign of that? That the love for Allah ta'ala is extreme. But it is impossible to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, who has taught us the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then it is impossible to gain the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the love of our mashayikh, our shaykh, the mashayikh who teach us the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in turn we learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this love of Allah ta'ala just starts coming into the heart, one drop, then a person, his du'as are totally in the different direction. Not like our du'as are just for trivial things of this world. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their du'as, middle of the night, are to get closeness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to get closer to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says clearly, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, announce O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or if we think we've got the love of Allah, then the sign of that is, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow my way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to follow anybody, you have to love that person. So Hazrat is teaching us here, a person who's got love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the true sign of the love of Allah, then that person will be pining and he will be yearning that, oh Allah, give me the opportunity to be present at the darbar, at the honorable court of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat is teaching us that middle of the night, at the time of tahajjud, Allah gives you tawfiq to get up, make du'as. What du'a you should be making? Rang laayenge kab meri aaye? When, oh Allah, the tears of mine that I'm shedding middle of the night, when will it bear fruit? When will I see the color of just my tears? In other words, when my du'as will be accepted? And what is this du'a that Hazrat is saying here? Rang laayenge kab meri aahe, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That, oh Allah, when will I see the beautiful color of the tears of mine that I'm crying in your darbar, that I now see that I'm going in the direction of Nabi of Madina Sharif, that he is to go and visit my beloved, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm going in that direction. So this is, Hazrat is teaching us, the du'as of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all the time for the great love of Allah ta'ala. And to learn the love of Allah, as we explained, we have to climb up the ladder through our mashayikh, then we'll learn and get an idea, an iota of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then going to Madina Sharif is not just a matter of I'm going for Umrah or I'm going for Hajj. I'm going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then your heart is in a different condition. As Hazrat explains, then what will be the condition? Jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala joom jaye. That on your way you are just thinking of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting durood abundantly, reciting the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when your gazes just fall on the beautiful green dome, that the dome has become so honored because of the greatest personality that is resting under that dome. Because of the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made the dome also so honorable that people just see the dome. And those who are the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the sign of the love of Allah, you just, so to say, go in a trance, and now you just recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with more enjoyment, more excitement. In other words, you're just shaking and reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now you just want to be present at the Rauza-e Pak. And then when Allah grants that great opportunity, which is only and solely by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's nobody's money that takes anybody, nobody's context or anything. As Hazrat teaches us here, this can only happen when you are crying and you are yearning and you're pining and you're begging Allah ta'ala, please, a useless servant like me who don't deserve to be in the presence of your Mahbub, please let me be present there. Then when you get that opportunity, jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsana gham sunaye. Then when you get this great gift, Hazrat has mentioned ata, that is a great gift that Allah grants you to be present in the countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're in a different world now. Now you don't even know people around you. You are sending your salams upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and secretly now you are talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the griefs of your heart. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me. Allah, make my islah. Allah, make my maghfirat. Allah, grant me your love and grant me the true love of Allah ta'ala. And you beg Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua. Allah, make me your true loyal servant. Like a servant, like the mashayikh, like the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And when you get this closeness to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically a person is in a different trance. And now he will say to his beloved, ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. That silently in our hearts, we crying in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me that now Allah doesn't take me away from your darbar. I want to stay now in your presence. But as our mashayikh teach us, that we beg Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't love, I don't have a heart to leave your Mubarak city and your cow and your presence, but make dua Allah accept me to go and spread your love in the world, to go and spread your deen that you have brought, and you have brought that nur to the world. So with that intention I leave, but my heart is left by you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the friends of Allah. They might be anywhere in the world, but their hearts are connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that connection gives them the great connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise people like myself, void, and we don't even know what is the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are right at Rozai Pass, but we're thinking of other things. And we are not concentrating also in passing our salams and our durood. And even worse, if we don't have the sunnah in our lives and we write at Rozai Pass, how much of grief we are giving to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching, Nabi our Dada Shaykh is teaching us here that true Iman is, that as Hazrat mentioned in another poem, Shart Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition for complete, perfect Iman, that in every drop of blood must be the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is the sign of that? That we are conscious 24 hours that wherever we are, in whichever atmosphere, whichever gathering, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must always be in our life. And taqwa, that is the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat explains further, Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. That we learn from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam how to become the humble slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we learn from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the greatness of the house of Allah, the Kaaba Sharif, and that is the central point where Allah's special rahmat is descending. So how do we go to the Kaaba Sharif? In which manner? That now we come and we're begging and to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, let my useless aid be at your threshold. In other words, give me opportunity to be making sajda at your Mubarak house, at Kaaba Sharif. And in this way, I should sacrifice my life for you. In other words, we have to love that life that was taught by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we can have hope that Allah Ta'ala take us like His true loyal servant in sajda, at Rozai Pass, or at the Kaaba Sharif. And in that way that Allah is pleased with us, with complete, perfect Iman, and all our sins are wiped out. That is what we should be begging for Allah. To get that, we have to try and make an effort to love that type of lifestyle. And Allah has brought us here in this Mubarak Majalis to learn how to gain this love, and to love that type of lifestyle. And then what will you really be begging for? The greatest dua a person can make when you get the great opportunities, middle of the night, and then the great opportunity at Multazam. The greatest dua, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, Multazam pe ye mange duae. Oh Allah, when you give me the opportunity at Multazam, the door between Hajri Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif, where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, surrendered, lifted their hands, put their Mubarak chest at that Mubarak place, where Allah's rahmat descends and du'as are readily accepted. At that time, Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alna kullana waj'alna lak. Allah, make me yours and you become ours. Our Shaykh explains, our Dada Shaykh has taught us, if you only made this du'a, that oh Allah, make me yours, you didn't, and you become mine. You didn't make any other du'a, you made all the du'as in the world. And you made every other du'a, but you didn't make this du'a. Then you fell short, you haven't really made du'a. And worse, if we only made du'a for our dunya things, which is temporary. So these are the real du'as we have to make. And myself, all of us, we have to see in our own du'as. Are we making du'a for this, for the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the love of our Shaykh, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the love of sunnah to penetrate our hearts, etc. Then a person will realize the artificial world, and forget this artificial world, even the beautiful, the world of Jannah which Allah has prepared for the pious servants. They don't look at Jannah to be there for all their enjoyment, that they accept it is Allah's ni'mat. But what do they really want in Jannah? Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitni alam ho tujh par lutaye. When a person comes to know what is the great honor of being the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and following in that way of life which Allah is extremely happy with, the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then under all conditions,
you will sacrifice your life. And Hazrat says here, what is both the world? If there could be thousands of worlds, O Allah, I'll sacrifice all that just for your love. That means I won't break your command in any way whatsoever. And I'll be following the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Hazrat teaches us, jis fiza mein bhi ho, whichever atmosphere I can be, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paaband rahe. And Hazrat explained, when a person got this reality, now he can't sit still. He just wants to spread the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not like us, we want to travel in the world for sightseeing and to go to this. No, the friends of Allah, they travel in the world in their old ages also. With difficulty to do what? Sare alam ne fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard e muhabbat sunaye. And oh Allah, now you give me the opportunity to go around in the world and make people hear that why did Allah send us in the world? To gain the true love of Allah Ta'ala. That love of Allah Ta'ala, when it penetrates the heart, and then a person will realize the value of life. And what will be that value of life? Tera dard e muhabbat sunakar sale alam ko majnu banaye. That oh Allah, in such a way you give me the opportunity to spread your love, to teach people your love in such ways, such bayan, that now people just become madly in love with you. And that is why Allah sent us here. Not to become in love with the artificial world and all the stupid things of this world which take us away from Allah Ta'ala. People today sadly are mad in all illicit love affairs, in sports, in business, in all other things. And that madness gives them depression, gives them headaches. The real madness, when you madly in love with Allah, then that is a mad person who is all the time in a different enjoyment. You don't know his enjoyment. As sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. And what is the sign of the madness of Allah? That oh Allah, I make the whole world mad, and all of us together, we just sing your praises all the time. Allahu Akbar. As Allah Ta'ala says, wazkur isma rabbik. And may make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala abundantly. Otherwise a person, as Hazrat teaches us, that we can be busy in the work of deen also. But we don't make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we haven't reached our objective. And then we won't have barakat in our work that we are doing. So the main important thing, that is to get madly in love with Allah. That all the time, whatever step you take is Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the real zikr is that 24/7 I must be worried, is Allah happy with me or not? Am I doing those things that Allah is happy with me or not? And then a person gets the closeness of Allah. And when you get this, Allahu Akbar, لَذَّتِ قُرْبَاكَرْ تَرِي هَمْ لَذَّتِ دُو جَهَا بُولْ جَائِ. When you just get an iota of the closeness of Allah, that one sajda or that one dua, and you can feel the presence of Allah, and you can feel that you are in the proximity of Allah, Hazrat says, then we will forget both the worlds. And really, the friends of Allah want to go to Jannat, that is the place where we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَذَّتَ النَّزِّ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. The dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also teaches that, oh Allah, that enjoyment to be at, looking at your beautiful countenance in Jannat, and to be in your close proximity, and those friends of Allah, Allah out of His mercy make us, that they will be in the darbar of Allah all the time in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala bless us all out of His mercy through the barakat of our Shaykh. Then Hazrat explains finally, Dard-e dard doonta hai ye akhtar, ahle dard-e muhabbat ko paaye. Then these lovers of Allah, why also they go around in the world to look, who are those friends? That those who have got this inclination towards the love of Allah, then they like to sit in that company and even talk more of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no time to talk about everything else besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us this reality.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Continuing the chapter on the masjid, last week we had read this hadith. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon there will be such people who will indulge in worldly conversation inside the masjid. Allah Ta'ala cares not for them. This hadith refers to the prohibition of worldly talk in the masjid. It invites the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Such people are deprived of Allah's mercy and invite Allah Ta'ala's wrath. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every step taken by one who proceeds to the masjid for Jamaat Salat, a sin which he has already committed is wiped out, and a good deed is recorded. This happens in going to as well as in returning from the masjid. The thawab for proceeding to and even returning from the masjid is very huge. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever walks to the masjid in the darkness of the night will meet Allah Ta'ala with nur on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Ta'ala will grant his shade to 7 types of people on the day when there will be no shade besides his shade. Amongst the 7, one is a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. One is a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, refrain from these foul smelling vegetables before coming to our masajid. If you wish to eat these, then eliminate the bad odor with fire, that is by means of cooking. The hadith prohibits the eating of raw garlic, onions and the like before coming to the masjid. Other hadith specifically mention garlic and onions. But if it's cooked, then the smell doesn't remain and there's no harm. And in other ulama has mentioned also a person who smokes, he shouldn't be smoking, but if a person is smoking, then make sure we eliminate the bad odor before coming to the masjid, because this creates a lot of harm to the musallis also and to the angels as well. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever proceeds to the masjid having only the intention of learning or teaching some goodness, something of the deen, will receive the thawab of a perfect hajj. Whoever goes to the masjid having only the intention of learning or teaching some goodness, some matter of deen, will receive the thawab of a perfect hajj. From this hadith we learn that a masjid, while it is a place of salat, it is also a place of acquiring knowledge of the deen. It is therefore highly beneficial and meritorious if in the masjid there always remains a person who can impart teachings of the deen. From all the aforementioned narrations, the following program of actions is established for Muslims. Number one, in all places and cities, towns and villages, masjid should be built in accordance with the needs of the place. Number two, all means and agencies employed in the construction of the masjid must be halal. Number three, the masjids must be respected and honored. They have to be properly maintained and kept free from all offensive odors and uncleanliness or any activity which causes offense and violates the sanctity of the masjid. D. Males must perform salat in the masjid. They must not forego jamaat without any valid reason. In addition to the increased thawab for performing salat in jamaat in the masjid, there is also the benefit of fostering good ties with Muslims. One remains informed of the conditions of the community. This is clear from the ahadith. Number 5, the community should retain in the masjid the service of such a man who is competent enough to instruct the community in the teachings of the deen. And number 6, whenever one finds the opportunity, proceed to the masjid and become engaged there in deen activity. As it writes, the hadith make it abundantly clear that it is by far better for women to perform salat at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.